And Sean Arnold, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes, now joins us to talk a little Wellington football and what may transpire in the fall of 2015 out on the gridiron for the Dukes. Sean, good to have you back. Year two over here at Wellington High School. Your thoughts on what may transpire in 2015 as compared to 2014?
Well, hopefully we will have great improvements as we go. It's a process, and people talk, you know, they talk 3 to 5 years. We don't want it to take quite that long, but it really is a process. And having, you know, had that first year in the weight room, that's the key. And we've got some guys in there in a routine that we've seen kids make incredible gains, and we have some talent on the rise.
Talk a little bit about what those kids learned last year, going through a tough season at 2-8, but what they learned that they can now translate into more success in 2015.
You know, it's a shame I didn't get to get with those seniors last year we had. We had a nice group of kids, and I'd really like to get with them. And I think one thing the younger class, they did learn, is that it's very important to get a weight room. And they witnessed that, and I think the seniors will pass that along, how important it is to get in the weight room. And we've had, like I said, incredible gains out of some kids. We've got a core of kids that have really busted it since December.
Boy, it's amazing. That's a common theme. Yeah, and it seems so common sense. Get in the weight room. And yet it's a common theme from the coaches who are trying to build programs to say, man, that's where it's done. It's not necessarily 2 days in scrimmages. It's a long time before that. Get in that weight room.
Yeah, and the next thing that's important for us is to find a system that works for our kids, offense and defense. And that's what we're doing right now. And we worked real hard all summer. We've gone to several 7-on-7s. And we implemented some things last year. We couldn't get to the full, what we want to do completely, rather, in offense. And we've been able to do that this year, to date. Now, we haven't had anybody in the quarterback's face right now. We'll have that tomorrow night when we go to Independence at 6 o'clock. But as we've progressed in our offense this year, it's very intense, high-functioning offense. We've worked on it for a long time. I'm very, very excited about what possibilities exist.
What offense is it, Coach? I guess would be the first question.
It's all spread. All spread, what everybody's going to, but it's not just what all everybody's going to. It's a process. It matches the talent level we have and the kids we have. A lot of kids are catching the football like they're kicking a handoff. I've been doing that now for 2 years. We started that last year. Kids caught the ball in the summertime, and they're working on that now. And we have a lot of good kids, a lot of younger kids, catch the football as well as they would take a handoff. And it's become very natural to them. And we have the kids that fit that system. And that's the next thing I think is very important as a coach, is to put the kids in the right system. And, you know, last year we were kind of a jack of all trades, couldn't really find exactly the system we fit best in. We sort of found it towards the end of the season. And though we didn't have great success, we played Firelands to overtime. We played Brookside to a last-second play. And we did, you know, some good things down the stretch when we kind of found our identity. We don't come into the season trying to find an identity. We know what our identity is.
So many years, Wellington was one of the really good. I won't say great, but they certainly were a really good, very good.
I would say great. Yeah. If you look at their history, I would say great. I think that's the one of the things we're going to capitalize on. We're working on our program right now. Is our kids are doing a project in which they tap into the walls. If you go down our halls and you look at the pictures in our halls, we have almost at least 100 years of history, almost like Elyria or Lorraine, where you can look at our walls and there's trophies from the 1930s, and that's something we're trying to tap into with a couple projects we're working with kids. You look back at the Verhoff, who played in 2001, and those kids, and the Myers,
right,
who made the Jets. We have some outstanding football players who played Division I football from our school, like Bryce, who went to Kent State this year. They're there. We haven't had them all on the same page. We're getting them on the same page. And like I said, the talent level's on a rise. And we expect good things from these kids.
So where I was going with that, Sean, is how hungry do you sense the kids are?
Very.
To get it back to that level?
Very. And I think we've done some things. You know, we did some team bonding stuff earlier today instead of running a regular team 2-day. And we're working on some things that are very integral parts to building a program. Excuse me. So, again, though, it comes from the mentality of they want to win. That's it. I mean, they have to want to win, and they have to hate losing more than they hate love winning, honestly. You have to hate, and they have to compete all the time. So we build in that into our workouts, and I hate to lose, and they have to hate losing. And they have to hate it so bad that it's worse, in my opinion, than loving winning. They have to hate to lose. I don't care what it is, and that's what we're trying to build. That's culture.
Sean,
there's not a coach that I've ever talked to that has said to me, very successful coaches, I enjoy winning more than I hate losing. It's always right. The opposite. Great coaches hate losing. Yeah. They don't even enjoy winning.
No, they don't. They don't remember the wins. Right. You ask a coach, they'll remember every loss they ever had. But can you? Somewhat. My question is, can you teach that to the kids, or does that have to be inside them?
I think it's two part. You know, you talk about the new rules in Ohio high school football. We've been doing those for a decade. I've been practicing that way for a long time. So with 30 minutes of contact. I listened to Chuck Kyle talk from St. Ignatius, and I listened to him in a clinic 7-8 years ago, and he talked about the same concept. We don't take kids to the ground. I coached in the North-South game. I coached with a guy from Dublin Kaufman. He's a great coach. He said, we don't even wear bottoms. We practice on turf. We don't take kids to the ground. Kids can either tackle or they can't. They either have that inside them or they don't. What you can do is teach them how to do it, keep their head out of it, be proactive in that approach. I teach them by 21 days of repetition. But I think that's an eight characteristic, what you're asking me. I think that somewhat you can instill it in kids. And I think we have a group of kids that come along here that hate to lose. They've been successful. They hate losing.
Sean, I don't know if you've got a big whiteboard or a chalkboard or something that the kids carry around, but what are the goals for this year? What have you stated here is what I want the Wellington Dukes to accomplish?
Well, I'm sitting here looking at the most important thing, and that's the Patriot Athletic Conference. When you look at the Athletic Conference, that's the first goal. Everybody really needs to look at their conference, and we're down here. We don't want to be down there. We want to be on top, and that's number one, and that's where we want to be. And nobody's going to give a chance at that, and that's fine, but this is where we want to be, and that's the one we talk about right now is that one. The other one we talk about is SEO, which is support each other. Support each other and always bring each other up. That's huge. And then, of course, the playoffs. The playoffs. They were there in 2011. They've been there, I don't know, about 10 times. Two state semifinalists. We want to win state. Why would you coach if you didn't want to win state? So that's what we're after. Those are lofty goals, but it would be, you know, it's a terrible thing to wake up one day and go, geez, I set my goals pretty low. I'd rather set them high than low.
There you go.
Sean, Wellington is a great community, a community that supports their kids, win or lose, football, basketball, they're there. It wasn't that long ago. I can remember doing a game where you guys hosted Coldwater, and that whole community was there. And do you sense that, you know, you can get there again? I mean, I know it's baby steps, but.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think so. Rhinosa. I mean, I'm seeing some things now that you've had a year cycle to work on things, where I'm seeing people from youth program and people who have kids in a program that are starting to step up to do things. And I think that's one of the most important things that you can see. You start to see changes is that people want to step up and start to do things, because you can't do this alone. You've got a tremendous staff that I've been able to, through my Leary connections when I was up here, great guys that, you know, that I want to mention, because those guys, you get there before practice, before I get there sometimes, which is I get there pretty early. They get there before me. And those guys are dedicated, and that's part of the process. You got to have great people around you supporting what you're doing. If you do, then you have a chance. And I think that's the community is waiting for it. And I really feel that there's a lot of people stepping up because they want to see this happen. And all their sports. I see that happening progressively. In wrestling, we won the PAC. We bring back a lot of kids. And we made district finals in baseball. We bring back a lot of kids. We had three freshmen that started. Same thing with this sport. This sport takes longer because in basketball, you need to get the best kids from the village. You know, when it comes to football, you need to populate the entire village. The more numbers you got, the better. Right. You never have enough.
No.
We don't have a lot of kids out, but we have the ones we have, they're good. Most people, I don't care if it was Liria, we were Liria, Division I through Division V. We coached through that segment. Every team really has about 16, 18 football players when it comes down to it. No matter what level it is, if you got more than that, you probably win a state title. But you have about 16 to 18 real football players. If you get 22 or more, probably win a state title.
But those other pieces are complementary parts, and they add depth, and they do all the things that you have to have. I mean, they play those critical roles.
They do. The kids, you know, our philosophy is to bring all those kids that we would consider, they're not great players, but they start out as, say, mediocre players. coach them really hard because they do make a difference on the team. And but really, I mean, when it comes down to it, it comes down to about 16. And I just had a coach tell me that, and it's pretty true. 16, 18, 20 kids that are football players.
You'll win, no doubt.
Sean, it's real quick. I got to give you credit. You've got the biggest fan club here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Look
at those guys.
The Dukes came out to support, man.
They have no choice. We're migrating all the way back to Lorraine. So they have no choice. They have to go everywhere their dad does, kids do. And then the rest of the family, they come out because they're ready to kick me out of the house. So they're like, you've been sleeping on my couch too long. Get out.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you making the long trip from Wellington here. We appreciate everything you do all season long for us, and look forward to chatting with you each and every week for the Forecast Show.
I love it, man. Thanks.
Thanks,
appreciate
Sean.
You guys,
appreciate
too.
It.
Have a good night.
You too. Sean Arnold, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes, he joins us here at the head table.